Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's here. Janet's a longtime friend of ours, a great member of our Brain Trust. She's been, for many years now, she's been helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace with their businesses, especially in the area of government contracting, especially for women business owners, helping them push through all the issues that are out there that all small business owners have, but especially the things that women have to deal with, maybe a couple of extra degrees of difficulty. And she's our good friend. She's also the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you back. Janet, one of the things that's been interesting for me to observe over the last several years has been the whole government contracting sector of the marketplace for small business. It's a very interesting, very dynamic, very multifaceted part of the marketplace. And there are two things that I've observed. Many people want to have a government contract because they think it's like, you know, manna from heaven, but not many people actually know how to pull it off. What do you think?
You are absolutely right.
And pull it off is, I mean that literally. I mean, it is not like just going out and knocking on the door and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" You know, it's not like that, is it?
No. It's not like, you know, I give you money with my taxes, so you got to do business with
right.
me. It's not quite that simple.
Right. So talk to us about talk to us about the reality.
Well, I've been doing this for almost 10 years now, helping small businesses bid on government contracts, and I spent 25 years in telecom, and most of that was selling to government. So I've got a few scars and a few observations. But one of the biggest things I see is businesses, especially small businesses, think that if they just bid, they're fine. But
right.
you actually have to have a plan and a strategy, because another thing they forget is government purchasers and users of your products and services are still people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a plan, and you have to work that plan. The plan is normally a mix of relationships, building relationships, nurturing relationships, and bidding. But if all you do is bid, you're not going to get very much business.
So don't think of this business you're going after. You're not actually, the money may be coming from the government, but the portal to get to that money is our human beings, just like you and me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now the difference is, and I always tell people that selling to government is not worse than selling to business. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand the culture. And the biggest difference is that they don't have corporate rules about how they will do something.
Right.
The rules that govern them are laws. So they might can bend them a little bit if they like you, but you've got to go by the law. They have to go by the law.
And isn't that one of the ways to build a good relationship, is to be aware of the constraints and the parameters that they have, and try to stay within those and basically let them know that you're aware of it, so they can trust you not to get them, you know, not to ask them for something that they just can't do, or maybe get them into trouble.
You may have just told the secret.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that is true, because there's two things about the rules or the laws. One is that they have to follow them, and if you can help them follow them, they will trust you. And they will want to do business with you because they know, like you said, you're not going to get them in trouble, and you might even help them look good.
And I will tell you this, Janet, that's very similar to doing business with big companies, too. even though they don't have, and even they have laws. But if I could, you know, if I could find out one thing about anybody I was proposing business to, I would want to know what it is that they're worried about. What is it what are their constraints? How can I let them know that I'm aware of the challenges that they have, and I want to be part of that solution? What do you think?
Oh, that's exactly right, and especially right now because government, the way the funding came down from the federal government to local government, and the way that funding is happening in the federal government, jobs are being cut. Everybody is a little nervous about their job being cut. So if you can make them look good, if you can help them follow the rules and keep them out of trouble, then that may be the most important thing to most people, most government employees right now, is keeping their job.
But you got to do both. I mean, you got to do a good job in both areas. You've got to dot the I's and cross the T's, because their paperwork is their parameters for putting the deal together are very specific, and so you got to convince them that you know how to do that, that you're not going to be a paperwork nightmare for them, in addition to the relationship, right? You got to do both of those.
Yes, because actually this is the second thing about the rules. They are part of the test. If you cannot follow the rules when you bid or make a proposal to them, then they certainly don't think you will follow the rules if you get the job.
Is that the first thing that you really have to make sure you do? Make sure that you let them know that you're a pro, or you're trying to become a pro at dealing with the paperwork. So that isn't that the first level of trust that they find with you?
Yes, because that's their measurement. They're measured on how well they follow the rules, so they're going to pass that measurement on to you.
So once they get comfortable with the fact that you have done your homework, you maybe have sought some instruction from somebody, maybe you've even asked them for their help if they can give it. Once you get to that point, then you can start building a personal relationship, right?
Yeah, you've got to cross that hurdle. Now, you can do some personal relationship building, because one of the things you have to do is let them know you exist. So they like to meet you. You know, so if you're trying to sell to local and state government, it's fine to go by and introduce yourself, tell them a little bit about your product or service, make sure you get on their bidders list, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's some first steps. But they don't really think of you very strongly until you pass one of those written tests.
Right. Janet, give us your website, please.
It's www.leverageanddevelopment.com.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. You can find her books there, Janet Christie. That's Christie with a Y. And I will be right back 20 after we come back. I'm going to ask Janet, does it help if you're a woman or a veteran to get these contracts? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.